We'll call on behalf of Senator Hannon, the full Ways and Means Committee for Wednesday, June 27th, to order. And based on the fact that we have again a full agenda, Senator Brown, we will begin with budget bills reported out of Subcommittee. Senate Bill 5517, Representative Morgan.
Right there, to your right.
Susan.
Susan.
You're up.
Then aquí.
Rápido, por favor. And she's on deck, too.
Yeah, her time's up.
Good.
Also the question.
Senate Bill 5517.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5517 is the budget bill for the Department of Environmental Quality. The Department of Environmental Quality administers the state's laws regulating air, water, and land pollution. The department establishes the standards for clean air, water, and land, determines whether or not these standards are being met, and then takes action to ensure that the standards are met. The department also manages the federally delegated clean air, clean water, and resource conservation and recovery programs, and administers the state environmental programs in the areas of solid waste management, planning and recycling, groundwater protection, and environmental cleanup. Other funds support roughly 36% of the department's budget. General fund supports 14% of the budget. Federal funds comprise less than 11% of the budget. The rest of the budget is largely non-limited funds. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends a budget of $302,239,052 and 854.98 FTE. The budget contains $42 million general fund, $109 million other funds, $34 million federal funds, and $116 million non-limited funds. The budget is 2.3% below the governor's recommended budget in general fund and 3.2% below the governor's budget in total. The budget includes adjustment for lower PERS rates, lower hourly rates for attorney general charges, and lower rates for the Department of Administrative Services Human Resources Assessment. Program reductions were made in several divisions. In addition, a 3% reduction was made to agency services and supplies. Various policy packages were approved to protect air and water quality and the environment. Packages were approved for hazardous substance cleanup on high priority sites, operation and maintenance of the federal PM2.5 air quality monitoring network to complete the work on total maximum daily loads for the Willamette Basin, and to continue the drinking water protection program. The recommended budget includes authorization for a 30% fee increase in the air contaminant discharge program and a 20% in the wastewater permitting program. A request to add inspectors in the vehicle inspection program was approved, but with direction to the agency to investigate privatizing the program. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 5517 as amended.
Thank you. Is there a discussion? Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I noticed that there's an examination ongoing on the land, orphan landfill site account in the next interim. Is there any indication that maybe those funds would be used for anything other than that, those types of orphan landfill cleanups?
I believe you're referring to the tipping fees.
Tipping
that are paid.
Fees.
There is quite a substantial balance in that account, and there was discussion in the subcommittee that we wanted the over the interim for the department to take a look at that and try to identify some uses that that money could be put to, rather than just sitting there and possibly offset some of the other costs in the agency.
Chair, Co-Chair, I just expressed concern that any utilization of those funds other than for the cleanup or closure of those landfills throughout the state, including in rural Oregon, could damage us when we need those funds the most at some future point in time when we're subject to higher regulation.
Those are very well taken comments.
Is there further discussion? Senator Trowe.
I noticed that you're about $10 million down from what the governor recommended for the budget. Does that include substantial staffing cuts? If so, where were they made?
Mr. Rocco, could you assist with this question?
Mr. Chair, Senator Tro, substantial cuts, I don't think that would be accurate. There were a number of packages that had additional staff that were approved. There are positions that aren't reflected in this budget because they were included in substantive bills that have already been passed by both chambers. Most of that reduction is due to a change in the orphan site bond because the governor's recommended budget did not have a long-term debt service associated with that, so we made, the committee made a change to that. So there were some packages with staffing that were not approved, but again, there were a number that were.
Give me an example of some that were not approved packages with staffing. I won't ask any more. Just this one. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Never mind. I'll just be a no on this and study it and perhaps vote for it when I get down. I haven't had a chance really to look at it in detail. Yeah. I understand the governor has had some criticism of the staffing cuts, or am I wrong on that, Representative Martin?
Mr. Rocco, please correct me if I am misinterpreting or misremembering the information. But we had a very high level of cooperation from the agency on this budget. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it was a very refreshingly frank discussion that we were able to have with the agency on the nature of the budget throughout the whole process that we went through. And I don't believe that the governor has weighed in on the staffing levels in this budget.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I must have misheard that. Thank you.
Okay, is there further discussion?
Of your courtesy, yes.
Is there objection to the motion to move Senate Bill 5517 as amended out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation? Is there objection? If not, it's so approved. Senate Bill 5519, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5519 is the budget bill for the State Forestry Department. The department provides state and private forest land fire protection, manages state forest lands, and provides stewardship for non-federal forest lands through administration of the Forest Practices Act and provision of forestry assistance. Other funds support roughly three-fourths of the department's budget. Approximately 18% of the agency's budget is derived from the general fund. Federal funds comprise less than 2% of the budget. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends a budget of $200,018,762.944.24 FTE. The budget contains $36 million general fund, $153 million other funds, $3.5 million federal funds, and $7.5 million non-limited funds. The budget is 2.3% above the governor's recommended budget. The general fund portion of this budget is 3.6% above the governor's recommended budget. The majority of the increase results from addition of resources for forest fire protection. The budget includes adjustments for lower PERS rates, lower hourly rates for attorney general charges, and lower rates for the Department of Administrative Services Human Resources Assessment. Reductions were also made to non-fixed services and supplies. Packages were approved for additional forest fire protection, watershed health assessment, and Oregon Plan implementation. In addition, adjustments were made to increase forest practices field presence, agency facilities coordination, and to move expenditures from non-limited to limited expenditures. The budget restores general fund in the forestry assistance program that was eliminated in the governor's recommended budget. Harvest tax support for forestry assistance programs is to be phased out after the calendar year 2002. The capital construction portion of the budget was approved with an addition of the last phase to complete the Salem Compound construction project. Several budget notes were added to direct investigation of the funding mechanisms used in the Protection from Fire program and other programs supported by the harvest tax. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 5519 as amended.
Is there a discussion? If not, is there opposition to passing the Senate Bill 5519 as amended out to the Senate with a do-pass recommendation? If not, it's so approved. Senate Bill 5520, Governor's Office, Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5520 is the budget for the Office of the Governor. The Governor's budget request was a current service level request only. The Governor's Natural Resource Office and Office of Education and Workforce Policy have been moved from the Department of Administrative Services budget and included in this budget. The Governor concurs with this movement of policy offices. The Community Development Office and proposed Sustainability Office are not included in this budget. Your subcommittee made some adjustments to reflect adjusted PERS contribution and AG billing rates. We also reduced discretionary S&S and out-of-state travel by the co-chairs 1%. The Governor's Office is comfortable with this budget, and your subcommittee recommends approval. Thanks, Mr. Co-Chair.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection to the motion to pass Senate Bill 5520 out to the Senate as amended with a do-pass recommendation? If not, it's so approved. Senate Bill 5530, LCDC, Senator Farioli.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5530 is the budget bill for the Department of Land Conservation and Development. Department manages Oregon's statewide land use planning system that seeks orderly development while conserving farm and forest land. The LCD also works with local government and the public in community planning. General fund supports roughly 63% of the department's budget. Federal funds comprise 27% of the budget. The remaining 10% is other funds. The Natural Resource Ways and Means Subcommittee recommends a budget of $15,595,273.54.76 full-time equivalents. The budget contains $9,837,820 general fund, $1,514,631 other funds, and $4,242,822 federal funds. This budget is 7.6% below the governor's recommended budget. The general funds portion of this budget is 10.5% below the governor's recommended budget. The budget includes adjustments for lower PERS rates, lower hourly rates for attorney general charges, and lower rates to the Department of Administrative Services Human Resource Assessment. Program reductions were made in every division with the elimination of several support positions. In addition, a 2% reduction was made to the agency services and supplies. The program packages were also cut back or eliminated. The program packages were approved for a part-time aggregate planner for Measure 56 notification costs and to provide matching funds for the Transportation Growth Management Program. Four positions for community development were not included in the subcommittee recommendation. Under a current agreement between the governor and the co-chairs, these positions will be addressed later in the budget reconciliation bill. The subcommittee also included several budget notes associated with the department's coastal program. The budget notes are intended to direct additional funds to cities and county coastal programs and to involve local government in the development of an improved grant allocation process. In summary, the subcommittee has recommended a budget that decreases general fund by roughly 1.7% below the current service level. The total budget is 11.5% below the current service level, largely due to other funds that will no longer be provided by the Department of Transportation. The Natural Resource Ways and Means Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5530 as amended.
Is there further discussion? Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just one question relative to the Bill 5 mineral aggregate planner. I noticed that the budget note provides that the aggregate planner will work with and the activities will be complementary to those that are done by local government in the aggregate planning business. Is there some method of a report back in the interim as to what kind of a plan they have to work with local government? And I assume this is the aggregate planner that we formerly had and one in ODOT, this maybe in addition to, or is this just for the DLCD?
It's just for DLCD.
Senator Farioli?
It is just for DLCD, and the fact is that aggregate mining throughout the state of Oregon is becoming far more difficult because of riparian area issue, and much of that mining is being displaced into upland areas. There are some mines that are currently being operated that have dispute resolution issues with neighbors and local jurisdictions. It was felt that having an aggregate planner in DLCD would give a person with the proper expertise the ability to help reconcile some of these issues.
And the report back, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman, to the questioner, there is no specified report back. It's just as a specific item in the budget, it would be assumed that the Ways and Means Subcommittee would track the progress of this issue through the interim.
Thank you. Further discussion, Senator, Representative Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just want to make sure I heard the carrier right that I note there was a budget note in page 3 of the bill that talked about restoring some of the community development and regional problem-solving positions. I've had some success in my area. I know they've been successful in parts of Central Oregon, but not so successful in other parts of the state. And I was wondering if I heard you right that that's been addressed in the add-backs of the reconciliation bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'll defer the question of the budget note to the committee administrator from Legislative Fiscal.
Co-chair can take care of it for you.
Okay.
Being addressed. How much do you want explained?
That's good enough.
Okay.
The
Community Solutions Team and problem solving are being discussed and compromised by the co-chairs and the governor at this point, and that will probably be in the budget reconciliation bill. Okay. Further questions? Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing Senate Bill 5530 as amended? Out to the Senate, will they do pass recommendation? Representative Schrader.
I'm a courtesy no vote, but I reserve the right to vote yes.
Okay. Representative Schrader will be recorded as voting no. Anyone else?
I'm a just a regular yes here today. Reserve the right to be an enthusiastic yes on the floor.
Is there any further vote explanations? If not, motion passes. Other bills reported out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 457. Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 457 requires the Secretary of State to work with county elections officials to study the need for and feasibility of supplying ballots or other voting materials in languages other than English. The Secretary of State is to report the findings of the study to the next Legislative Assembly. The bill was referred to Ways and Means because of the fiscal impact. Your subcommittee amended the bill to provide $54,500 to the Secretary of State for the cost of the study. Your subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 457 as amended.
Is there a discussion? Senator Brown.
Thanks, Mr. Co-Chair. I just wanted to say thanks. I think this is a really critical bill. We couldn't fully implement the ballots in other languages for this next biennium because the costs were prohibitive, but I appreciate us going forward on a study, and I think it's really important.
Thank you. Further discussion? Is there objection to passing Senate Bill 457 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation? If not, it's been so approved. Senate Bill 595. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 595 establishes a pilot program for elementary school reading instruction with a focus on explicit phonics. Phonics is a body of knowledge consisting of 26 letters used to symbolize about 44 English speech sounds. The Ways and Means Committee amended the bill to remove a blank general fund appropriation section and to add language allowing the Department of Education to seek and accept gifts, grants, donations, and federal funds for the purpose of funding the pilot program. If the department does obtain funding for the grants under the program, then districts with a weighted average daily membership of greater than 50,000 are required to participate. Reports by participating districts on the program's impact on students and costs are required to be submitted to the interim Legislative Committee on Education. The pilot program would run for 3 years beginning in 2001-02. Your Ways and Means Committee recommends approval of Senate Bill 595 as amended.
Is there a discussion? Senator Crow.
This is kind of a Duncan-esque bill in a sense. It's a bill that allows school districts to do what they can already do. It sets up a pilot program. It doesn't provide any money for it. So it suggests that you can go out and get gifts, grants, and maybe federal funds to fund it to put explicit phonics in place. The school districts can do that already, and when it had money in it, there was support for it by the Portland Public School System, which was going to have the program. But once the money was taken out of it, at least they told the subcommittee it was dealing with it, they were no longer enthusiastic about it. So that's sort of my take on it anyway.
Is there further discussion? Senator Duncan?
Well, I'm curious, Mr. Chair. It established a pilot program, and there's no money, yet it requires participation by school districts with a weighted average daily membership of greater than 50,000. Folks, it requires each participating school district to report to the interim legislature. I mean, it seems to me like it has a lot of requirements, and yet it's pilot program.
Mr. Glasson?
Requirement hits.
Mr. Chair and Senator Duncan, it only requires the school district to participate to the extent that the funds are available, as established in Section 1, Subsection 7.
Sounds like it can't hurt anyone.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing Senate Bill 595 as amended out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation? Senator Duncan, Senator Drow, be recorded as voting no. Any others? If not, motion passes. House Bill 2626, Representative Patridge.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Your Subcommittee on Human Services considered House Bill 2626 and replaced the original bill with amendments that address a recent change in HICPA regulations. New HICPA rules restrict who can order, monitor, and evaluate seclusion and restraints of children and adolescents in inpatient psychiatric care facilities to physicians, registered nurses, and staff persons of a facility who are licensed practitioners. House Bill 2626, as amended, authorizes the director of the Department of Human Services to adopt rules for licensed persons employed by the state or a facility under contract with the state to order, monitor, and evaluate seclusion and restraint of children and adolescents in those facilities. The rules will specify the training and continuing education that will be required as conditions of licensure. The license will not be in addition to the license already required of physicians, registered nurses, or licensed social workers, but would be offered to certain employees with necessary training, skill, and experience to order, monitor, and evaluate seclusion restraint of children and adolescents in inpatient psychiatric settings. If House Bill 2626, as amended, does not pass, the state may lose federal Medicaid funding for adolescent and child inpatient psychiatric inpatient programs. The federal match component of the co-chair's budget for this program is more than $21 million. Your Subcommittee on Human Services recommends moving House Bill 2626 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Is there a discussion on House Bill 2626? Not. Is there any opposition to moving House Bill 2626 as amended to the House with a due pass recommendation? Not. It's been so approved. House Bill 3289, Senator Hartung.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3289 establishes the Oregon Renewable Energy Center at the Oregon Institute of Technology. The center will support applied research and engineering projects in the areas of geothermal heating, photovoltaic solar cells, fuel cells, and wind power. These technologies are non-polluting and derived from near perpetual sources. Their development will produce economic and environmental benefits for the state. OIT will build upon its 25-year expertise in geothermal applied research. The bill requires no general fund support for the center either now or in the future. The center will be financed by research grants and other non-state sources, although the state could choose to add general fund support in a future biennium. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3289.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 3289 out to the House with a due pass recommendation? Not. It's been so ordered. House Bill 3557, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3557 establishes a work group to address issues relating to the requirements of commercial and industrial development needs and buildable lands for commercial and industrial development. The work group is to be comprised of at least 7 members who understand the requirements of commercial and industrial development in the state. Under the amended bill, the work group is required to develop a methodology and criteria for use by local government in determining whether the local government has sufficient buildable commercial and industrial lands. The work group will report their methodology to the Legislative Assembly or an interim legislative committee, and the directors of the Department of Land Conservation and Development and the Economic and Community Development Department. The Department of Land Conservation and Development and the Economic and Community Development Department are to assist the work group, and the amended bill includes a $95,000 general fund appropriation for this support. The Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends approval of House Bill 3557 as amended.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection to passing House Bill? Representative Schrader?
Just a question, if I may.
Question?
Sounds like an excellent idea. And who will be appointing or picking the 7 members? Was that decided?
Mr. Fletcher, are you the staff person on this?
Yes.
The Department of Land Conservation and Development and Economic and Community Development Department shall jointly establish the work group.
So
they're the ones picking.
The directors ostensibly of those two departments then that will probably pick the work group.
That's correct.
Okay.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 3557 as amended to the House with a due pass recommendation? Not so ordered. House Bill 3941, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3941 creates the Early Success Reading Initiative to address reading programs for kindergarten through third grade students. The purpose of the initiative is to recognize the need for elementary schools to use research-based assessments, teaching practices, and learning strategies. The University of Oregon would develop, implement, and monitor the initiative. The Department of Education will provide grants for a pilot project to establish early success reading sites in elementary schools. Grants are to be awarded to the 30 school districts with the lowest scores on the statewide reading assessment administered to third grade students during the 2001 school year. The Education Subcommittee amended the bill to allow, rather than require, the University of Oregon to establish the initiative and to allow, rather than require, the grant program. The subcommittee removed the general fund appropriations in the bill and added language that allows the Department of Education to accept gifts, grants, donations, and federal funds for the purpose established in the measure. To the extent funds are not available, the pilot project would not be implemented, nor would the University of Oregon be required to establish the initiative. The sponsor of the measure was present at the work session and stated his concurrence with the amendments. Your Education Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3941 as amended.
Is there a discussion? Senator Duncan.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to vote against it, not because I'm not for early success in reading, and I think if we're really serious about it, you know, really serious, we'd do something. But if you read this bill, and I hate to use the term, my wife really gets bothered by the term, but this really is Duncan-esque. This bill, absolutely, you read it, it does absolutely nothing but clutter up the statute. And no one is going to do anything with this thing. It's absolutely nothing. You know, let it pass. It's not going to hurt a thing. But I can assure you, there's nothing. You allow the University of Oregon to develop, they can do that right now. You allow the department, they do that now. I mean, all of these things, or you permit, I mean, it's nothing. And it's just a waste of space in the statute. I'll vote no, but it won't hurt anything.
I'll vote no.
You, Senator Trow?
I'll vote no as well and say that if Representative Hobson were here, she would speak very vehemently against this because she's strongly opposed to it.
Okay, Senator Dukes?
I'm going to join my colleagues and vote no. I keep wondering, reading is really important, and we keep swinging at this ball this session, but the only substantive thing I think we've done is to send up those bingo games to the pre-K kids. That we didn't require them to use. I haven't seen, despite all the verbiage, that we've actually done anything that's going to help any kid read, so.
Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Duncan, Senator Duke, Senator Trow be recorded as voting no. Anyone else wishing to vote no? Representative Hayden, Representative Hill?
No, I didn't want to vote. I was ashamed that Representative Hobson didn't bother to come in to speak vehemently against
me. I can do that if you want.
We'd like to make, you know, she can make guest appearance as to regain control of the
committee.
Is there any other no votes? If not, it is ordered. House Bill 3948, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3948A places in statute the definition, goals, and activities related to sustainability. The bill creates an 8-member sustainability board and also creates the Institute for Natural Resources. The institute would be administered by Oregon State University and funded by revenue from grants and contracts. The bill, as amended in the -8 amendments, creates the sustainability board within the Department of Administrative Services. The subcommittee approved $100,000 of general fund, 2 positions, and 0.75 FTE to support the board. These positions phase in as of July 2002. The bill sunsets the board on January 2nd, 2006. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3948A as amended.
Is there a discussion?
Yep.
Is there objection to passing House Bill 3948 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation? Not, motion passes. Other business, Department of Human Services, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. On May 17th, the Health Care Financing Administration within the Federal Department of Health and Human Services announced the availability of system change grants to improve community services for adults and children with disabilities or long-term illnesses. The Department of Human Services intends to apply for 3 of these grants components, including grants that assist states in moving eligible persons from nursing homes into the community, grants that enable persons with disabilities or long-term care illnesses live in their communities by using personal assistance services, and grants that can be used to design and implement improvements in community support systems for persons with disabilities or long-term illnesses. No general fund is required for the grant. However, the grant does require a 5% in-kind match. The department indicates it will report to the emergency board about the details of the grant application and to request necessary expenditure limitations and position authority if the grant is awarded. Your Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of the department's request for permission to apply for this federal grant.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's so approved. Department of Human Services, Senator Yee.
Mr. Co-Chair, the Human Services Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Committee on Ways and Means approve the submission of 4 federal grant applications by the Department of Human Services. 1, Federal Department of Health and Human Services grant entitled Program to Conduct and Coordinate Site-Specific Activities. 2, Building Environmental Health Services Capacity in State and Local Departments of Public Health. 3, Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Awareness and Education Project. 4, the grant is from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services and is the 2001 State Treatment Needs Assessment Program. Your Subcommittee on Human Services urge your approval.
Thank you, Senator Yee. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to the approval of the request applications? If not, it's been so moved. That finishes our agenda. Announcements. Senator Hartung.
Mike, are we having education sub tomorrow?
Would you like to?
I know. No. But whatever works best for
Ms. Blashard.
I had nothing special.
All right.
This is best night.
Representative Winters, are you finished?
We have nothing scheduled for tomorrow.
Nothing scheduled for tomorrow? Representative Morgan.
Mr. Co-Chair, we have the ODFW budget hearing scheduled for tomorrow.
What time?
We will begin at 10 o'clock, or as soon as the floor session on the House side is completed.
Okay.
There'll be no education subcommittee tomorrow.
Okay, and the special committee will be subject to 1 hour notice. And transportation. Oh, it doesn't exist anymore.
No.
I folded it up.
How about public safety?
It folded up too. We are adjourned.